For NPR Illinois, I'm Rachel Lotwell. Here's a conversation I had with Josh Hansen. He's the creative director for Dallas & Company, a costume store in Champaign. He joined me to talk about the current clown craze.
We're not, like, to the point where, like, Penn State recently had a viral video go up where, like, three people are dressed as clowns, and then there's, like, a huge group of people, like, chasing these clowns, and, like, fraternities in that area were like, you know, oh, kill the clowns and stuff like that. So we haven't had anything that extreme, and I think what happens, though, with a lot of these viral things is they're like, oh, could it happen here? And so far it's been pretty tame compared to other places that it's been happening. But you always got to be sure. You always got to be safe. And we've been pretty fortunate to have a pretty safe community with the Halloween season. So,
have you seen an increase, though, in the amount of clown costumes being sold?
Yeah, we've had a lot of requests for clown suits. With the Halloween season coming up, we've definitely had a lot of interest in clown products and, you know, movie-related clowns, such as, like, Harley Quinn, which isn't necessarily a clown, but it's pretty close. A lot of people who are buying the clown-related products around the Champaign-Urbana area are taking advantage of the whole, like, clown thing that's been happening and using it as promotional purposes for local haunted houses and things like that.
Oh, so, yeah, so I was curious about what some of the excuses have been. And, I mean, are you ever concerned about selling these scary costumes since the news says that some people have been violently acting out while dressed as these clowns?
I don't think we're not necessarily worried in the sense that, like, you can buy any kind of product and terrorize anybody with it. And most of the people who have been coming into the store haven't really been using it for those sorts of things. And most of the people we know in, like, the haunted house community who are doing these sort of promotions, they basically are using, like, a viral thing, such as these clowns, to promote their haunted house. We're right near the University of Illinois campus, so we'll hear these, like, things like, oh, we saw a clown on campus, but then it's like, well, they were handing out flyers and things like that.
So a lot of the time it ends up being people who work for these haunted houses that people pay to go get scared in.
Yep. Exactly.
What's the buzz been around the store in general related to this scary clown craze?
Well, most of the buzz has been pretty positive for the most part. People are like, yeah, we want some clown costumes. And most of the people are really friendly and have small talk. And, you know, we always ask them, hey, what are you doing it for? And they say, oh, we either get answers about we're doing it just for a Halloween party or something like that. No one really ever, like, says, hey, we're going to go out and scare a bunch of people. And I think with, like, Halloween coming up, too, it's just, like, these kind of things sort of happen.
Has it happened before where, like, a certain thing has become particularly popular for the Halloween season, a certain character or something?
Oh, yeah, every year definitely has, like, its popular costumes. Like, a few years ago, Frozen costumes, the Disney movie, was very popular. This year, Harley Quinn from Suicide Squad is super popular, so definitely, like, the trends change with pop culture and things like that.
Sure. And so do you have any theories or have you heard any around the shop about what exactly is behind the scary clown craze in particular?
I think a lot of, like, things like that, it just kind of has ebbs and flows. Like, you know, it'll be popular one year, it'll be popular another year. Like, in the late 90s, scream masks were the big thing, and that was the big trend. People would wear those masks and kind of go around and scare people. And, you know, clowns will always have, like, it's a classic, iconic, like, sometimes spooky, sometimes not spooky thing, and it just kind of changes with every year.